Hi, my name is Martin, and I would like to continue on our journey. In this episode, I would like to discuss an especially interesting book entitled The Seeds of the Word, written by Robert Barron. This book, I believe, was originally published in 2015 with additional printings in later years. One of my guilty traits is that when I select a book to read, I will always go to the last page and see how much of a time commitment will be involved. This book is totally different. Virtually all the chapters are short and get to the point very quickly. One of the first aspects of the book is that topics are summarized in essentially three short pages, making for a very easy but interesting read and covers such a wide range of topics. It also provides the opportunity to gradually go through the pages and always coming back to a note topic. The book covers movies, books, magazine articles, personalities, and general topics that include what is going on in our society at this time and in the recent past. One of the movies discussed is Woody Allen's Vicky Cristina Barcelona, where a couple of young New Yorkers decide to spend a few months in Barcelona, and, while looking for pleasure and enticements, they ultimately are reduced to unhappiness, boredom, and restlessness. They are propositioned by a local Barcelona artist, who is quite a bon vivant, to enjoy a weekend exploring all of the beauties of the city, the finest restaurants, art museums, architecture, music centers, and then the intimate relationships. What is intriguing is that he shows the two women his favorite work of sculpture, that is a crucifix from medieval times. Interestingly, it has inspired him the most for his career. The sense is that you interpret that this artist is definitely searching for a deeper meaning in his life, and the two women come away from the experience as feeling used and not truly fulfilled by this encounter over the weekend with the artist or their entire stint in Barcelona. Another example of a book, and ultimately a movie, is by F. Scott Fitzgerald, entitled The Great Gatsby. Virtually probably everybody knows that book and movie. This takes place in East and West Egg, Long Island, as well as in Manhattan. The main characters are Tom and Daisy Buchanan of East Egg, and the Great Gatsby, who lives in West Egg. The timing is in the Roaring Twenties and after World War I. There is a feeling that the upper crust life should evolve around wild parties, illicit sex, no cares, drinking, and wild dancing. Gatsby holds a weekly party, essentially to draw the attention of Daisy Buchanan, a former lover of his. Ultimately, this all leads to disappointment for all, and Gatsby is killed by a gunman. Fitzgerald makes it a point to deliver a strong, moralistic message that all of this partying behavior is just temporary and is an attempt to displace God in their lives. He uses a billboard sign that one passes often of two big eyes staring out at the passerby. Actually, it is an advertisement for an eye doctor, but the point is well taken that it could be a higher authority looking down upon the comings and goings of the residents. Another movie discussed is the excellent portrayal of morality and good judgment in the picture Moneyball. The general manager of the Oakland A's baseball team loses three major stars in one off-season who depart for considerably larger salaries as well-financed teams, such as the New York Yankees, most notably Jason Giambi, the A's star first baseman. All of the coaches are concerned about the style and look of the players that they desire to recruit. A young Yale graduate convinces the general manager that the most important element is, can a player get on base? If so, he has a chance to score a run. The moral of the movie is that clarity of vision and logic is more important than external interpretations, and ultimately, after some concerns about the wisdom of the general manager and the young Yale graduate, the A's win the American League pennant that year with virtually the lowest budget for their players. Robert Barron uses this approach to question how many dioceses are using old, previously tried formats that do not attract new members or to make people holier, as opposed to being open to trying new approaches that can be spiritually enhancing, in essence, old ways versus perhaps a new approach. Another example relating to authors is a short comparison of the two Hitchings brothers, Christopher and Peter. Christopher, who passed away in the past few years, was a well-known atheist. Robert Barron describes a vacation where he took two books with him. One is Christopher Hitchings' memoir, Hitch 22, and the other is Peter's publication, The Rage Against God, How Atheism Led Me to Faith. Robert Barron focuses more on the points that Peter Hitching is discussing. He was a journalist in Moscow during the last few years of the Soviet Union in the 1990s. He was very much aware of the Soviet oppression of the population and the desire to eliminate the Russian Orthodox Church and the priests and nuns, almost from the very beginning of the Soviet Union, going back to Stalin and Lenin. What resulted was an eventual destruction of the country's moral code. Enter poor behavior to fellow citizens, drunkenness, and a sense that instead of morality, might now makes right. Peter sees the same belief set fostered by his brother, Christopher, and many others, is now turning the Western nations, including the United States, down the path where religious beliefs are becoming a target for attack. Seeds of the Word also contains references to a book authored by Robert Kennedy's daughter, Carrie Kennedy, entitled Being Catholic Now, Prominent Americans Talk About Change in the Church and the Quest for Meaning. And her perception, and that of the many other authors in the compilation, is that we are moving away from traditional religious and/or spiritual values to the importance of social justice themes in the church that is in its new purpose. There is a chapter on Eckhart Tolle, the German philosopher, and his views in A New Earth, Awakening to Your Life's Purpose. Overcome the ego-driven self, the I, predicated on superiority over others. But he has an impersonal view of God. Rather, get in touch with life, being, or the universe. Personally, I much prefer a book written by Tolle entitled The Power of Now, which has its emphasis on being alert to the current moment, if you will, the here and the now. Whether it be Superman, Spider-Man, The Exorcist, Lord of the Rings, The Hobbit, Judge Judy, Oprah Winfrey, The Great Gatsby, True Grit, Moneyball, Obama's, The Audacity of Hope, there are an incredible variety of references to God and Christianity in the past and current cultural environment that the book is based on. A very, very interesting, worthwhile read that provides a wealth of information, but can be done at your own leisure. Thank you for listening. Farewell until the next time.